Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz is criticizing the Trump administration after federal officials announced they are withholding another $199 million in Medicaid funding for Minnesota in 14 high-risk service areas. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
If Governor Tim Walz wants this funding released, all they have to do is provide basic documentation showing that these services are legitimate and not fraudulent.
Walz accused the Trump administration of using the state's most vulnerable residents as political leverage. He said Minnesota is cooperating with federal officials and submitting the requested documentation, but warned the funding delay could jeopardize health care services for children, seniors, people with disabilities, and working families. Ahead of his sentencing tomorrow, federal prosecutors want Vance Belter to spend the rest of his life in prison for last year's targeted attacks on two Minnesota lawmakers and their families. Court filings request two consecutive life sentences plus 40 years after Belter admitted killing former House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and critically wounding Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette. Investigators say Belter planned the attacks in advance, researching potential targets and following media coverage before he was captured nearly 2 days later. Businesses that depend on Boundary Waters visitors are feeling the economic impact as ongoing wildfire activity continues to limit access to the wilderness. Jim Block, owner of Moose Track Adventures in Ely, says the closure has brought one of the region's busiest summer tourism seasons to a standstill.
I'm sitting here looking out at my canoe racks and there's all my canoes are still here. When you see something like that, you're not making any money at all. You're losing money left and right.
In other headlines, 17 people were arrested during a two-day law enforcement operation in downtown Duluth targeting community safety concerns. Authorities say officers seized about 34.5 grams of suspected fentanyl and 5.3 grams of suspected methamphetamine during the operation. Those arrested, ranging in age from their 20s to late 40s and from Minnesota and Wisconsin, face a variety of pending charges. Minnesota is one of several states that won a settlement with John Deere requiring the farm equipment manufacturer to provide resources so farmers can repair their own tractors and farm equipment. Farmers argued it wasn't fair that Deere withheld this information, causing higher repair costs. DFL Senate Ag Chair Eric Putnam agrees.
I'm a big fan of right to repair. Yeah. In every place it gets. It doesn't make much sense to not let people fix the stuff they already bought.
This is MNN.